Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Moody Sick. My name is MJ Omoto and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me on the podcast today, my people. How you doing? Me, I'm doing good. Can't complain. Gotta keep going and gotta keep doing what we gotta do. So stay safe, mask up, sanitize, social distance. Before we get into it, visit motomotomusic.com. That's the website where you can find more podcast episodes and more podcasts, as well as the PayPal icon top right hand corner. That's where you can donate to keep this podcast going, especially with things tough like this. With a pandemic, your support means a lot. So and to everybody out there who's actually donated and supports what we do, thank you so much, because a few were still here. So
the latest African album review is
Saj Beno is a household name in the African music industry, and particularly in the francophone side of things. He is a legend. He's an Ivorian singer-songwriter and music producer known for his Coupe Décalé and Loco Loco hits. Today, I'm reviewing his EP titled Mama Africa. Mama Africa was released on December 5, 2020. It has six tracks, 20-minute, 39-second runtime, and multiple producer placements, including Saj Beno himself.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
Zaikolo is a pacey start to the EP and goes straight in. No playing, just untempered dance floor type thing. It has this Coupe Décalé and Loco Loco fusion sound with an infectious guitar lick that really says Africa in that sonic presence. African guitars hit your soul, man. They just hit your soul. You also get the complimentary whistle in there too, so it's a fun song. Track 2, which is titled Ma Vie Doit Changer. I think I said that better than I usually say. My French pronunciations is wonderful on the ear. The guitar riff is as catchy as ever. The whole vibe of the song feels like romance in your ear. And I have no clue what's being said, but it just feels like a love song. I tried Googling the lyrics, but I couldn't find them to translate them, so ah well. Yeah Ja sounds like a song that had the touch of Angolan producer Guy Beats or Central African Republic's Bodhisattva because of how tribal they sound, man. Like, it's in those drums and the percussions. The way they just make this tribal, almost house sound is out of this world, I'm telling you. And this one is easily my top pick from this EP. My kind of song without question, but do listen to it. I think it's dangerous. It's a dangerous beat. A surprise was the title track Mama Africa, which is a reggae song where Saj Beno sings in English and French. I didn't expect the English, to be honest. So that was a nice touch, as he paid homage to the beautiful continent we all know and love, Africa.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
This EP oscillates from getting your heart racing to feeling all lovey-dovey, right back into the speedy stuff, then awesomely or confusingly back to the more mid-tempo vibes. It's a weird mix, which sort of works, but definitely offers a point of discussion. Some people will be like, whoa, this is amazing. Others will definitely be like, bruh, pick a struggle. That's what they would say. My least favorite were the reggae songs, but that's only on personal bias. I'm not that much of a reggae person, but not to knock the musical superiority on this actual record. The reggae songs were amazing musically, just not my vibe. Likewise, you get so many different versions of Serge Beno in the performances. The outright singer, your coupe de calais guy who, you know, does a little bit of chanting and shouting here and there, the conscious reggae artist, and more. And this is just a 6-track EP. It's really cool how he can take whatever direction he likes there and actually make it work. He sounds good pretty much all through.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
I see this project as a more experimental, self-satisfying EP on Serge Beno's part. He has songs for the people and songs for himself. This is the music lover more than the singer, songwriter, or producer. That being said, his production is top-notch, and he is one of the continent's finest, honestly. This project also puts him as one of the most versatile singer-songwriters and producer that you'll find on the continent. It's really hard to pick one song from this 6-track EP because they all have something special about them. One could really love, but ultimately my favorites are Yeja, Zaikolo, Ma Vie Doit Changer, and Donne-moi un peu. 4 out of 6, which is not bad. That's pretty good, actually. If you're looking for breakneck music mixed with sweet romantic sounds, then the Mama Africa EP is the one. It just gives you 2 different spectrums, and either you love it or you hate it. That's Mama EP Africa by Serge Beno. Otherwise, that's it from me. My name is Umju Wimoto, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Dain.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.